You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined.
From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live Conversations, featuring in-depth interviews with actors, writers, producers, and directors. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live Conversations.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Black Hollywood Live. I am your host, Cortez G. West, and I am so elated and very, very happy to welcome to this show the beautiful and the kindred soul, Ms. Jill Scott. What's going on?
Everything is good. Thank you so much.
You're so very welcome. Oh, you like that introduction?
I did like that.
You have felt that?
I appreciate that introduction.
She had to lean in and go, oh.
I thought that was nice.
Yeah, so you've had a couple of interviews already this morning. I'm glad you decided to slide us on in there.
It's my pleasure.
You look amazing. This is a pantsuit you have on?
Yeah, jumpsuit.
Oh.
I needed to be comfortable with a long day like this one.
I know, right? And you're about to get on a plane, right?
Yes.
And get up out of here, right?
Yes, the life of an artist.
Wow, an artist and actress and all.
Yes.
I love it. So, you are here, of course, promoting the Lifetime movie With This Ring.
Yes.
Regina Hall and Eve.
Yes.
Speaking of Eve, you've worked with Eve before with your music, Shame.
Yes.
The Light of the Sun.
Before that, also with You Got Me.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah.
So, how is it working with her as a, you know, in acting now? Because she's been away in acting for a moment, so.
Yeah, she was acting before with her television show, Eve.
Mm-hmm.
But this is really the first time we've had an opportunity to really spend time together.
Right.
You know, it's typical, it's work.
Right.
You know, you come in, you sing a song, it's like, okay. You know, you give each other dap and you
right.
keep rolling. But this time we spent about a month together
mm-hmm.
in Cleveland on a daily basis.
Oh, wow. So and y'all like friends?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, Eve and Brooklyn and Zynga.
Oh, man.
And Regina.
She's really funny.
She's too funny.
She is fun.
On many, many levels mm-hmm. and very intelligent.
Yeah. So with this ring, tell me about Vivian, your character.
Sure. Vivian is a successful kind of blogger, gossip person, and she's a little boy that she had with the love of her life from college. But once she was pregnant, they kind of fell apart. They co-parent well, but they haven't really been able to be truly friends because she still has feelings that she's harboring for him. So really, no other person can even get in, not truly, because she still loves him.
How much of Vivian is Jill?
None.
So how was it hard to get into
Except
the character?
Except for she has a son,
yeah.
and I have a son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is Jet?
He's wonderful.
He's like five, right? He's about to be
yes,
six?
Yes, he is.
April 20th.
Yeah.
And yours is April 4th?
You got it right.
Wow. So how is it having a birthday like the same month as your son? I know those are going to be amazing memories.
Well, I mean, I'm not really big into celebrating holidays, mm-hmm. but he likes a birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
So every year I have to plan something for him. Well, he plans them. I implement them. He tells me
right.
exactly what he wants and mm-hmm. how he wants it. I like that about him.
Nice.
You know, but he's very good. He's very tall. He's a long kid.
Mm.
And really funny. He's got jokes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to With This Ring. With This Ring is about three women
yes.
who go to their best friend's wedding
mm-hmm.
and then they take a vow.
Yes.
Right. And at the end of it, well, that comes from the book, The Vow, right?
Yes. They
yeah.
got frustrated
mm-hmm.
because, you know, you accomplish these things in your life,
mm-hmm.
but I think every woman thinks at some point that love is going to be involved. I mean, we've grown up in a society of fairy mm-hmm. tales. So we think and we hope that love will come.
Mm-hmm.
And you achieve more, you have more successes, but it doesn't. And at a certain point, you wonder if you're getting in your own way. So these women are questioning if they're getting in their own way. And if so, they're going to stop. They're going to open the door for love and allow it to happen, if not force it to happen. Within a year's time, they're going to have something. I don't even know if it's something real, but they're going to have quote-unquote love, even if it's not love.
Right. How did you get the role? Like, how did you hear about it? When you read the script, like, you was like, okay, I have to do this role.
Yeah, I read it, and I thought, this will be fun. And then I found out who was the cast and who was directing, and then that was everything for me, because I love Regina Hall. I think she's the cutest thing I ever saw.
Isn't she funny? Yes.
She's so cute. I know, I tried. When we got in the trailer, and I was like, listen, I'm going to apologize now because I'm going to baby talk to you. I don't mean to do it, but I'm going to. Right. It's going to happen. One day, I'm like, you want some coffee?
I love her.
You know what I mean? I couldn't help it. And she was cool. She's very cool. Mm-hmm. We're very easy to get along with, but so were all the ladies.
Right.
So we literally had hair braiding and unbraiding moments.
Yeah, your hair. I just asked him. I was like, your hair braided at one point? Like recently?
Yeah. But I mean, I wear a different hat all the time.
Yeah. I love that about you. You just have so many different looks. I love that.
Thanks. I don't like to get bored.
I know, right? So you've been in so many different movies already. And growing.
Yeah.
Do you remember all your roles? Like all your lines, I'm sorry, in some of your movies?
No, I don't remember any of them.
Really?
No.
Perfect. Well, I want to play a little game. We're going to see if you remember. I'm going to pull out my acting skills a little bit, and I'm going to see if you remember it. What line? This is like some of the lines that stuck out to me in your roles, and some of your roles and characters that you played. So the first one, I'm going to say a quote.
Okay.
And you have to guess what movie that was in.
Okay.
So the first one is, if you need a man, honey, I can get you one of those.
Baggage
claim. Ah. I love when you said that. I feel like laughing. The look on your face was so hysterical because you meant it in every part. How was it to get into that character?
Oh, I loved Gail. Mm-hmm. She was so much fun. I wished at the time that I could have been more of a whore, because you know, that was Gail's, you know, claim to fame, that she was kind of a whore. And I was like, oh, let me go for it. I want to go for it. You know, how often in life do you get to be a whore? You know, particularly
as they would say now, right?
Particularly when you're not. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I was like, you know, they didn't let me go for it the way I hoped to. But I did really enjoy it. That was film filled with lots of hours.
Really?
Woohoo!
And working with Lala. Lala was in this movie, right?
Yeah. I saw her. I didn't have any scenes with her, but, you know, we ate together and saw each other in makeup and hair.
Let's see if you remember this one. This is one of my favorite. I wonder what I would do when I saw you again. If I would cuss you out.
Oh, that's easy. Why did I get married?
Whoop that ass. Was that one of the lines, or that just came out from you?
That came out. I think I added to it.
Oh.
Yeah, I typically add a little bit if they let me.
You know? Really? So at that point, when you looked at her, whoop that ass just came out.
Yeah. It was something else before, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. This was, I don't know how long ago now, 10 years?
Oh, yeah. More? Exactly. Yeah.
I know it was written another way. I just don't remember what it was.
And
I was like, can I say whoop that ass?
Oh, God.
All right. Go ahead.
So here's the last one.
Okay.
See if you remember this one. This is one of those times I can feel in my bones.
Is that... Oh, that's a shame. Oh, it could be a couple of things. Is it a TV show?
No,
it's a movie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's...
This is one of those times I can fit it in my bones.
This is one of those times. I really don't know. Ooh. Don't tell me. Wait a minute. I'm thinking it's... you're talking about Steel Magnolias.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
My timing would have went out by now. But, it took me a second. They happen so fast. When you're filming, it's so all inclusive. It's everything you do, every moment. Even when you're off, you're either studying your lines or you're trying on clothes or you're preparing for it. You know, it's filming is a lot, and then when it's done, you're free and you relinquish and you let go of the character and you let go of the moment. And do something else, because you have to become somebody else tomorrow,
right,
exactly, or the next day, if you're lucky.
How was it working with Queen Latifah?
It wasn't my first time working with her. I give that woman so much credit. One, she's an exceptionally hard worker.
Yeah, she is, and always working consistently.
Yeah, and it's inspiring. to see her work the way she does. And super professional. She's always ready.
Really?
You know, yeah.
You are
she
too.
Produced that always show. Ready. Most of the time.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're not ready when what? Because of what?
The only time I'm not really ready is when I haven't gotten quite enough sleep.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then I have to work to find it, you know, for my way to get there. Mm. I'm going to get there, but it's harder. It's harder to be bright and bubbly when you just haven't had any rest.
Really?
I'm human.
Yeah.
Nice. Are we all?
Yeah. I like when you say that in your songs, too. I'm human.
Mm-hmm.
And you said so good. Speaking of your voice, like the tone in your voice, I don't know what it is, but you always stay at this level. I feel like you never, ever go higher than when you're speaking, and it's so calm.
Hmm.
Have you ever heard that before? Anyone ever told you that before?
Well, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean.
I love it. It feels so good.
Thank you.
So let's get into you. We want to know a little bit more about you.
Okay.
So speaking of Jet, I know you were told multiple times you could not have children, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how was that when you had, you know, find out that you were pregnant with Jet? And there he is.
Oh, that awful night. my sweet boy. Well, how was it? I mean, I honestly thought I was dying. I thought I was sick.
Mm.
You know, I thought I was sick. I didn't know what was wrong with me. And then I found out I was pregnant, and it just blew my mind. Yeah. I really couldn't believe it.
So you see him as a miracle child? He's like a miracle child to you?
He's not like he really is. Mm. You know? Yeah, he's my little miracle and my favorite part of every day. You know, he's so cool.
Really?
I like him. I mean, I love him, of course, but I like him so much. You know,
you have to. I mean, that's your
you
love.
Don't
that's
have
your
to.
You don't have to.
I don't like all children.
You don't?
No, I do not.
Why?
Because I don't like all children. I don't like all dogs. Mm-hmm. I don't like all anything.
Mm-hmm.
Not really.
Right.
I don't like all churches, for that matter. I don't like all of anything. I don't like all people.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Some kids, I'm like, mm-mm. Some infants. There's been infants where I'm like, mm-mm. I'm good. I don't know. You know, it's an energy, a spirit, or something, you know, that doesn't really work with mine.
Mm.
So I just, you know, go with God and click it. Go on, baby. Good luck.
Well, getting into your music, how is it now with your own record label now? How is that going for you so far? It's been about, what, 2.5 years now?
It's been a lot longer.
Really?
Having the label is great because I'm taking care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still looking for... I found an artist that I love. I found a few artists that I love, but I'm not quite prepared. I need to, you know, do a couple of things first because it is somebody's love. It's somebody's journey. It's somebody's work. And you don't want to play with that.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't want anybody to play with mine, you know, my gifts, you know, so I'm just going to take my time.
Well, what type of artist are you looking for? Because I know you had an interest in Laura Mvula.
Yeah, Mvula.
Yeah, Mvula.
But she had already been out by then.
Mm-hmm.
I've had interest in Moonchild. I've had interest in BJ, the Chicago Kid.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look up any of these artists, you'll know what kind of artist that I'm interested in.
Okay.
Most important to me is authenticity. I need you to not just pretend anything. You know, I need you to be real and alive on that stage. I need you to love what you do. And I need honesty if you're exhausted.
Mm.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You know, and I think when the time comes, me being an artist will be beneficial to whatever artist that I, you know, sign. Because I really do understand. I really do understand what it is, what it takes. If you have the tenacity, you know, then great. Then we'll support that.
Right.
But if you need a moment, you know, which is fair, I may be able to give that to you all the time or probably not all the time, but I'll be able to give it to you some of the time with an understanding. You know,
okay.
Sometimes labels don't understand that you're a person.
Right, because you take your time with Light of the
product
Sun, right?
Or a commodity.
Yeah,
because
you take your time with Light of the Sun, right?
I take my time with every record.
Right.
I mean, my last one was, I think, out 3 years ago.
Mm.
If that, maybe four now. I'm not really sure.
Mm.
But I know that I've been working on this record for 3 years. it's taken a lot of twists and turns. What I thought it was initially is definitely not what it is now. There's been some more ingredients added that I didn't see coming. Mm-hmm. But surprise, surprise.
Right.
You know.
When you're in the studio, what is your process? How is the mood in the studio when you're in the, when you're making the process? Do you have a sip of, take a shot of something, or do you drink?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. It's different every day.
Mm.
It's different every day, just like I'm different every day.
Right.
You know, whether some people enjoy that or not.
Mm.
You know, so some days it's calm and mellow. Some days it's hyped and excited. Some days it's really relaxed. Like, we're playing video games and eating pizza, you know?
Right. And making good music at the same time.
Yeah, that too.
That's amazing.
You know? I like it that way. I can't force myself to do much, you know? So
speaking of drinking, because I asked you that because I wanted to make sure. Remember the song Crown Royal?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite drink now?
You know, I think I just had some Crown Royal for the first time.
Oh, really?
Maybe a couple of months ago.
Okay.
I didn't even know what it tastes like. It was a metaphor for me.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Nice. So, what's the drink now?
I always love a lemon drop martini. That's one of my favorites. It goes all year round.
Mm-hmm.
It's always good to me. But I do like Veuve Clicquot, the white label.
Okay.
I think that's really nice, but only the white label.
What about cognac?
Cognac?
Mm-hmm.
Not so much. I mean, I have enjoyed it before, mm-hmm. but you know, it's not something that I drink often.
Okay, well,
it's normally if I'm around a bunch of guys. They
really?
Drink yak, so I'll drink it with them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I heard from a little birdie that maybe you like this. Let's see what that is.
Oh, I do love this. I've been enjoying this for a few years mm-hmm. now.
Don't pop it now. You're about to pop some fire now.
Yeah, yeah.
She about to have a sip now. That's
good.
See, this is Black Hollywood Live. That's why I love that.
Why you pull it out? You didn't want me to.
Exactly. Go and get you some, boo. Go ahead.
Is this cup clean?
Is this cup clean?
Yeah, I asked.
Yes, boo.
Okay, thank you. I just had to ask.
No worries.
Because, you know, I worked on sets before. Mm-hmm. I hung lights and built studios and all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, I just wipe the cup out. I didn't really, really clean it. You know, I have to be honest.
Ah,
I'm just turning
I love that.
It around that
yeah,
way.
We go. Exactly. Love it, Jill. All right, so with your acting ability, do you think people were so surprised by your acting abilities? Because, I mean, I know that you've been acting for a long time, almost 20 years now, right?
More than that,
see?
Yeah.
And so, but people started to, I think, see your acting abilities with Why Did I Get Married?
Yes.
I think I grew closer to being such a fan of yours because from your music, me coming to the States, and then hearing your music, I mean, it's like your acting is on the same line as your music. It's amazing.
Thank you. With
your acting abilities, do you think that you got a lot of, you know, good press, press by that or bad press by your, when you first like started acting?
I don't know. I got a lot of press. I mean,
right, of course,
people
yeah.
were surprised, you know, that I could act. I don't know why. You know, most artists do. Most artists have more than one genre of artistry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know why, but I think they were pleasantly surprised, which is good.
Okay.
I have to act, just like I have to sing. You know, just like I have to write.
All right.
You know, it's just a part of my DNA.
Do you pick your roles, or do they come to you?
I do. I sometimes pick ones that I don't get, but you know, that's the life of an actor. You don't get every role you want. You don't get to do everything that you want to do unless, you know, you have a charmed existence and bravo and congratulations to you.
Right.
But I have to, you know, I have to audition for things. I have to take lunches and, you know, work for it. I've not been given anything yet. I would love the time when someone just says, hey, I like you and I want you to, you know, play a role. But I've had to audition for pretty much everything I've done.
Really? How was the audition process for Get On Up? Which is epic. It was epic, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. I've heard it's one of the top three slaps of all time.
Oh, yeah.
That was amazing.
Mm-hmm. How was that audition process?
I went in for another role, and I think I was doing the press junket for Baggage Claim, and I went in for another role because I needed to be anywhere near James Brown. Mm. You know, I needed that, so... And it was a smaller role, but hey, I'll take it.
Yeah.
You know, and they liked the audition and decided to create a role for me, which was thrilling. Mm. Just thrilling. Like,
Dee Dee.
Really?
Dee
yeah.
Dee.
Nice. Yeah, she wasn't initially in the movie.
Oh, okay.
But they wrote her in, and...
It fit very well, I must say.
Yeah.
It fit very well. So, a lot of people may not know this as well, but you spoken word artist as well. Mm-hmm. Do you still write poetry today?
Yeah, I do. I've been working on a book for a few years, mm-hmm. in and out, up and down. You know, I'll write
mostly poems or stories. Or
this time around, it'll be more poems and short stories.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying the short story writing process right now. Mm. J. California Cooper was one of my favorite writers of all time. She just passed away last year. And she wrote books like Some Love, Some Pain, Some Time, and The Wake of the Wind, and My Soul's some Soul to Keep.
Mm.
You know, her stories are the kind that have you laughing hysterically. And then 3 or 4 pages later, sobbing, I mean, with grief, real grief. So she was a mentor to me and a really beautiful woman, not just in writing, but how to live and how to love, particularly children. She was a pretty incredible woman. You know, she lived a ripe old age, and I'm happy that, that she had peace in her life, you know, and I'm so glad that she was my mentor. Young people, old people, I submit to you to always look for a mentor. Always look for somebody who knows more about a business than you do. They may not even know more, but they've experienced more than you do. Always find an elder to listen to. And even if it's stories you don't even care to hear about whatever it is, listen to them. They have a lot to offer us and a lot of guidance, you know, and information. Check it out.
All right. You've had an amazing career. Like, is there anything you would change or like, you know, or improve in your career right now? If you had the chance, so let's say that.
What do I have to change?
If you had the chance.
If I had the chance, could I know what I know now?
Yeah, no. Let's say that. Yeah.
If I had the chance, knowing what I know now, I would have started earlier. I would have started earlier. I think I didn't really start. I didn't have a record deal until I was 27, 28. Mm-hmm. So I was already older in the game, you know. So
you came out strong though. You working with The Roots.
Like, well, yeah.
That was amazing.
Philly represents.
Yes, North Philly.
You know, it takes time. I think that a lot of young people are looking for fame when you really honestly need to be looking for longevity.
All right.
That's the point and the purpose, to have a career that sustains your existence and feeds your soul if you can.
Right.
You know, it's all about longevity. You know, a quick moment of something, that money, it burns. It burns, honey. It burns fast. It burns like tissue paper.
Yeah. I've watched the interview when you said that. You said you spend your money wisely.
I try my best to. I try my best because it's not guaranteed. And I grew up broke, you know, so I have an affinity. I like fine art.
Mm.
I like good. In fact, I like great wine. I like vacations. I like shoes, you know, so it's. In order for me to have those things, I have to think about the bigger picture.
Right.
What's most important? Is a shoe more important than a home?
Right.
No. No.
I have to ask myself that sometimes, but.
You know, it's just, even though there is layaway on many levels. I put my Picasso on layaway.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? But I have it.
Mm. Finally, you have it now.
It's not even a finally. I have it.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, There's no reason to overdraft or overspend or not or be behind on your taxes or things like
that. Right,
if you can help it, and when you finally have an opportunity to make some money, remember what it's like to be broke.
Oh, yes.
Remember what it's like. Because one minute, you know, you're chilling in your Lamborghini, and the next minute, you know, the tax man is outside. Right. Like, you know, it's real.
Right. Speaking of vacations, you just said earlier you like vacations. You were in Africa for like 7 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That had to be kind of cool, but at the same time, very a great experience. I think you learned a lot from some of the like interviews I've seen you talk about when you were in Africa.
Yeah,
with the whole fly on the mouth and.
Yeah, I learned a lot from Africa.
Really?
About what people are really supposed to be.
Mm.
You know, just the level of respect for one another is major. It's not even a third thought to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where I lived in Botswana, it's what is supposed to be done.
Right.
Everyone has the right to be respected and treated fairly. And I love that about Botswana.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say the same for everywhere else in the continent of Africa, because I haven't been everywhere, but I have been to Botswana and spent time with the Botswana people, and they're so intelligent, speaking 6-7 languages.
Wow.
You know, they have Bentleys. Come on, yo.
Not all Africa is poor people.
No.
Not at all.
No, not at all. They have a lot of money.
Exactly. I was going to say, it's a lot of money over there.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I met a king, and I was so impressed, not just because he was a king and he was ridiculously wealthy, but he was also an architect and a pilot. You know, they don't stop with just one, you know, level of education.
Right.
They continue. I love that about
Were they all over you, though?
No.
Like the men?
The men?
I don't know what it is, but I think men in Africa just love beautiful black women.
They do. You know what? I discovered, this might sound really egotistical, I hope not, but the truth of the matter is that when I got to Africa, I found out what it's like to be beloved.
Mm.
Beloved. Okay. Cherished.
Not beloved. Beloved.
Beloved. Cherished.
Nice.
It felt so, I just felt like there were arms around me all the time. When I go to South Africa, it's the same way. There's a level of appreciation. I can see it in their eyes. I feel it in touch. You know, it's gentle. It isn't all consuming. It isn't fanatical. It's respectful. It's familial.
Mm.
You know, and it feeds me. You know, it's very fueling to feel that. Not because of because of some of the things that I've done. But also because of I can feel that it's who I am,
right.
You know, and I see who they are in return. And you don't really find that so much in Hollywood, you know.
I can witness that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can.
Yeah.
You definitely don't. I love your vocabulary. You've actually helped me out a lot in life with being loving words so much. Did you want to be an English teacher?
That was a plan.
Mm-hmm.
That was a plan. I thought that the word could take me places.
Mm.
And if I was going to go, then I could take other people too. You know, it seemed like a good gig.
Mm.
You know, getting people excited about the English language, getting people excited about Shakespeare and Edgar Allan Poe and Langston Hughes and Nikki Giovanni and Sonia Sanchez. It was just so thrilling, you know, and I presented it as such in classrooms. And I love seeing those children light up. I love seeing that moment when the story has overtaken the moment.
Right.
You know, that was everything for me. But, you know, the way I see it is that it's everything that I've done thus far, everything has added to my artistry. So being in front of a room full of kids that really don't care about Shakespeare at all, and to win them based on the word is the beginning. And then to go from there to writing my own and winning an audience that came to hear the word and hearing it and being on board with that, to finally singing in front of an audience and using the word to reach people, because hurt is a word that it's not a pretty word. You have to find a way to fulfill the emotion inside of the word. You know what I mean? Right. You have to continue to color inside of the words in order to make it comprehensible to anyone who's listening or feeling.
Right.
This is the marriage of the two. Singing is the marriage of using the word and creating a musical tone with your voice. And winning the audience, having them come along for the journey. It's magical. It's still really magical for me to be in front of an audience and sing a song and have it be dead silent at the end.
All right.
And finally somebody goes, you know, that's the greatness of, and the magic of words. You know, you can sing a pretty melody or hum a pretty melody all day long, but if you don't give people visual pictures,
right.
if you don't give them pictures, then you're not right. You're not a songwriter. You're not giving them the I guess the clap to humanity. You know what I mean? We're all people, so we experience the same things.
Right.
You know, it's an affirmation, that we're, you know, all so similar.
Right.
You know, that's what music is. I listen to a lot of country music now because the stories are so great.
That's true.
I love storytellers. I miss a lot of, I'm hearing more storytelling in hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few folks that are doing it for me, and I'm really happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the poets, all the writers, please don't stop telling stories.
Right.
You have to tell the story of your experience. You are more alike. We are more alike than we are different. You know, so don't just use a word or two for a whole song. You know, there's moments for that, and I'll enjoy it along with you. But, you know, in order to traverse what is, and what I say when I say what is, I'm saying that cream always rises to the top. There were a lot of artists when Marvin Gaye was out and when Gladys Knight was out and on every record,
right.
I mean on every station. There's a lot of artists when Chaka Khan was out too. There's a lot of artists that come and go. But longevity is the key, my friends, to stay and to be a constant force, even if you take some time away. Sade is a perfect example.
Gosh.
We love her.
Yes.
She goes about her business. She lives her life and then she comes back.
And she's still touring.
And she in tours.
Still touring.
Why not? Aaliyah was like that. Mm. Aaliyah would take her time and her peace of mind,
right.
and then she would come back with something that we enjoy. You know, it's longevity is really the key.
Right.
You know.
Well, speaking of Chaka Khan, you're actually about to have a wonderful show with her in February, right?
Ah.
Essence Black Women in Music.
Chaka Khan.
You're gonna be honored. Honoree.
Yes, I am.
I love that.
Yes, I am.
And it's exclusively invite only. I'm kind of like wondering if I can get a ticket to go myself, because that's going to be an amazing show. Brandy as well. It's going to be amazing.
I love Brandy. I love her so much. That voice is everything to me. Chaka Khan, there's really not much to say except for powerful, powerful, beautiful, fierce energy. And then for those of you who don't know, Lillian LaHavas is a beautiful vocalist out of the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And her voice is like, it's like rough cinnamon silk. Yeah,
you know how to say something, like you just make people go.
And I'm like, it's like,
is it this?
Well, I really like the use of words, and I want to do my best to make sure you understand what I'm saying.
Got it. I love it. I fall in love every time I play a couple of songs of yours, and I just go in. You turn me into a straight woman, and sometimes I'm like, oh.
Maybe I'm turning you straight into a straight man.
Well, see, or that too, exactly, right?
Yeah.
I love that.
Men have feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Men have emotions. Men are not stone. You can't just whoop on a man mentally and say, you ain't this and you ain't that. You can't do that. Mm-hmm. I hear a lot of artists that try, or a lot of writers that try. I just know better.
Right.
You know, there's a moment. You have a moment. Everybody has a moment when a dude did you wrong. But I refuse to speak for an entire, you know, entire maledom. Make up a word. You know, I won't do that. Right. There are really good men out there.
Are you dating now?
I am.
Oh, that's good.
I tend to date.
Really?
Yes.
But you tend to date, but does it continue dating with the same person? Or are you just...
Well, it was a hard swallow. I tend to date, and what makes it easier thus far is that I'm not jumping in bed.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
All right.
That makes it a lot easier because you can discern with a clear head. Mm. You know, it's challenging. It's very challenging.
Well, I know. I remember you saying something in an interview. You said, for a guy, if you cannot tell me what to do, then you cannot tell me what to do.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure it's gonna take a strong man for you. Very confident man, I guess. I
would say a very confident man.
Very confident.
Someone that is sure of himself.
Right.
You know, that has. You don't have to have what I have, and you don't have to have all the experiences that I've had, but you need to have had some experiences. You need to have made some decisions about your existence and maybe the existence of your children.
Right.
You know what I mean? That matters. You know, I'm not in the business as a woman to be a teacher all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to be taught. I want to be a student as well.
Right.
You know, so you have to be able to, you have to know something in order to tell me what to do, because I really do know. I know a little bit,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Right.
And that's being facetious. I know a little bit, so mm-hmm. I need you to know something,
right.
You know, and I need you to hold me accountable. Hold me accountable.
Right.
Be able to hold me accountable.
Accountability, yes,
because you hold yourself accountable.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. I every woman wants the man that can tell her, have a seat.
Okay. Okay, daddy.
You're doing too much. Have a seat. You know what I mean? Every woman wants that.
Right. Okay.
And if she doesn't, I don't know her.
Mm. So with this ring, on Lifetime.
Yes.
Tell us why we should watch that. I'm gonna go see it. I'm like we in the movie theater, sorry.
You know what initially, I thought about it. I said, oh, God, Jill, you're doing another marriage or wedding movie.
Mm.
You know, because I did
Why Did I Get Married? And two.
I did Baggage Claim.
Yeah.
One and two.
Yeah.
And then I did this movie with this ring. I said, here we are again. You know, another black woman wondering why she's not married, or, you know, it's all about marriage or whatever. What this movie does is... one is honest. Everybody wants to be loved.
Mm.
Everybody wants to have a real relationship that is sincere with someone, and to have a partner in life. Human beings are not meant to spend their time alone. They're just not. And some people do it earlier. Some people do it later. Some people do it lots of times. My own father is married 5 times.
Mm.
But I believe that.
Do you think you can plan a wedding?
What do you mean?
Like plan a marriage time. Like, I'm going
Absolutely.
To get married at
Women
this time.
Do it all the time.
Really?
Women do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You decide that you're going to marry someone like this. You write the list of all the qualities that they're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find somebody who has that and you marry him. And you wake up and one day and realize that you've been holding your stomach in.
Wow.
And the reality is you cannot hold your stomach in forever. And I think that that's what this movie is all about. Regardless of what it is that we make a vow to do, you can't hold your stomach in forever. You got
right.
to breathe.
Right.
And breathing in a space of love is so much better than being tucked and tight and stiff and lying to yourself. You know what I mean?
What is love to you? When you think of love, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
What's the first thing that comes to mind? Companionship. I think that that's a big one. To have somebody who understands why you read the newspaper backwards. Friendship, loyalty, trust, laughter, sex, great sex, awesome sex.
All the time.
All the time sex.
Yeah, every day.
Every day.
In the shower.
For fun. for tears. Mm-hmm. For the connection. I think of working together, you know, I think of planning and making dreams come true together, living out each other's dreams, respecting one another. You know, I think friendship is a huge part of it. Communication is
very
huge
fundamental.
Huge part of it.
Yes,
I agree. That's what I think. You know, I've been married and my marriage didn't last, but I know why my marriage didn't last. We had an unforeseen tornado come into our life, and that was fame. Mm-hmm. Neither of us were prepared for fame. Mm-hmm. This is my best friend. But he wasn't ready for it, and I wasn't ready for it, and we were not ready for it.
All right.
And he could escape it, and I couldn't.
Mm. Well, I hope you guys get ready to watch an awesome movie. Any movie that Jill Scott is in, I always watch it. So make sure you catch With This Ring on Lifetime January 24th, 8 Eastern Time, Pacific Time as well. Jill, where can they find you on social media?
I'm at Miss Jill Scott on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and that's pretty much the gist of where I am.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a Twitter girl.
Really? So do you on your Twitter you follow Azealia Banks?
I do. And
you see
she
her
follows
racks.
Me too.
You see her racks? She be going off when she's going off on people.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you why I love Azealia Banks. Mm-hmm. I love her because she is herself.
Self.
She is herself,
nice.
Regardless if you like it or not. And she's a dope MC. Do not sleep. And she's a dope singer too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I really appreciate that she goes in.
There you go.
Yeah.
Azealia Banks, guys. Well, you can find me on all social media as Cortez G West on your Twitter, on your Facebook, and all Cortez G West. Make sure you also follow us on Black Hollywood Live. BHL online is our Instagram. I'm going to actually pour out this water. I'm so sorry to say that, but I'm going to get me some grandma cake with Jill Scott, guys. Have a good time. Thank you for watching. And make sure you also catch With This Ring January 24th, Lifetime. Have a good one, guys.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Christian, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.